Okay. Hi, we're meeting together with Paul Barnes for one of our periodic interviews. This has been quite a big day, a big 7 days at the club, starting with last week's match against Hawley last Saturday, where after quite a decent start to the season, we've had two really disappointing results. So I know you've spoken about that at the time, but you know, with reflection after a few days, what's your sort of view on the aftermath of last Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's more so for us as a staff and myself as the manager. It's not so much of just the results and losing the games. I think it's the manner of the performances that the lads have put in. I think they've probably been two lackluster performances where, I mean, we've been undone by kind of sheer work rate and just teams that are willing to graft and do the basics and not much else. So from our point of view, obviously our expectations as a club and as a group has been very disappointing, because at times we probably haven't matched that. We've kind of almost taken it for granted and thinking we can just turn up and opposition teams will just let us go and do what we want and kind of have our own way. But as we said all the time, it's not the case. Obviously you've got to match the work rate, you've got to run the right to play. But our boys obviously have wanted to start past that and think you haven't got around the right, you can just go and play and kind of do all the pretty things. But unfortunately, we know that's not what gets results, as we've experienced the last two games. So no, that's been very disappointing, and seeing that there's been little bits of reaction at times in terms of the performance have spiked a little bit. But I think even against Hawley, kind of they just sat back and defended their box and let us have the ball, and we had lots of possession. We made some half chances, but again, didn't really look clinical in and around the box. And kind of, if one of a better kind of cliche is, didn't look like we had a plan B, which was quite disappointing, to be honest.
Mm. It's also true that we didn't have that rub of the green, you know, hitting the crossbar twice. So even with a below par performance, you know, it was quite a disappointing end to it, where we just didn't get that bit of luck. But no, okay. So as a result, perhaps, of those two last results, we've seen some changes to the squad during the week. And perhaps you'd like to talk us through the changes that you've made.
Yeah, as I said to the group after the game on Saturday against Hawley, I don't think it was... It's not something that we're willing to accept in terms of the level of performance. I said I'm willing to act quite quickly to try and make sure that we right the wrongs. And I did say to the boys, it's up to myself to make a decision, gather some feedback from the staff. Give me 1 second, Barry.
Yeah, always nice to see when manager has heckling from family members. So Paul is juggling his family life at the moment whilst taking time out to speak with me. So he's just quietening down the heckler.
I think she hasn't been too impressed with the performances either. I think, as I was saying, the group after the game, I did say, you know, let's be honest about it. I'm never going to try and gloss over or make excuses. I did say to the boys, if I was a member of our board, I'd be asking some questions about the group of players that we got representing the club at the minute. And, you know, they shouldn't be naive to the fact of, if they're not performing, there's always a chance that they can go. And that's, you know, that's the crux of it, in terms of it's no different throughout the non-league system, wherever you play at. So I said to the boys, I'm going to reevaluate, have a little look, see what I think we need in terms of maybe just changing a few things, seeing what value people bring to the table. Also, is it for them? In terms of the personality kind of characters. I'll be really honest. I said, like, I'll take full responsibility, because I always place a big onus on having good people and good characters, good personalities. I said, if anything, I've probably done too good of a job, because we've probably got too many good people that are probably too nice. So I thought, you know, I'm going to have to shake it up a little bit this week. So it meant that I made some awkward phone calls at the beginning of the week just to let people know my decision. It's never nice, that part of the job, because, again, I can't fault any of the lads that we've let go in terms of the people that they are, just in terms of where we are and maybe performances from them and what they could add to the group moving forward. I just felt that we needed something different. So, I mean, if you want, I don't mind going through. I'll give all of the boys a mention. I mean, starting off with maybe some of the boys that were really on the fringes and never really got a look this season, even though that they signed with us. So someone like a young lad like Ryan Ferrari, that was with our 23s last year, that would come part of our squad this year, was in and out all through pre-season. Injuries didn't help, which meant we took another left-sided player as well. And I just said to Ryan, I said, it's probably a little bit unfair because you maybe haven't got a chance. I said, but there's no point in me keeping you if you're not going to play any football. Again, I know I've spoken about it before. There's no point having 30 players. You can only pick a squad of 16, and it's unfair on lads that need to play football. So I said the best thing he could do is go and find himself a club where he would play, which he understood. Very similar to Josh Everard. I know Josh obviously is well-liked, been at the club for many years, and obviously has been brilliant since I came in. But similar to Josh, I said it's unfair for me to keep you around it, when you're not going to kind of get any game time at the moment. So, you know, being number 17 or 18 in that squad of 16 every week is not being fair to anybody. It's no point us hoarding players. So I was honest and said to Josh, I think it would probably make sense for him to go elsewhere to play some football. Same, David Burton. Kind of hasn't made a squad yet since we've been starting. I know he's had some personal stuff where it hasn't allowed him to commit as much as we would have liked him to, so that probably played a part and hindered him being involved. And again, you know, like we said, it's no point carrying passengers at this time. You know, we don't need passengers, we need people that are going to be able to affect it and come in and affect it quickly. So that was the reason why Burt's obviously moved on. And then obviously a few of the other boys, probably a little bit unfair on young Jude Brown, who only come in with us for a few games. And I said to him, you know, if we was a club that was in really a good vein of form and winning games, I think he's going to be a very good footballer. But at the moment, we probably don't need pretty footballers. We need people that are going to roll their sleeves up and get stuck in. So I said, you know, I'm going to be looking for those kind of characters more so. Jude, I advise him that it'd be best to go and play football rather than just hanging around, because he's not going to play any football anytime soon with us. And then the last two were probably the two most awkward ones, because they've played a big part so far. And I know one of them has always been a favourite. And from my point of view, on a personal level, was the most awkward one, because I know Izzy, you know, he's got that infectious personality. Lots of people that probably build a relationship and get to know him only speak well of him, and I wouldn't speak any other way away from it. I like to think that myself and the staff have always been supportive, obviously with personal stuff that he's got going on. And, you know, I said I always stay in touch and offer any support. Did well in a couple of games. I think last couple of games really struggled, hence obviously I think anyone that watched us obviously saw he got subbed. And I just said, you know, that area of the pitch is that I'm looking to strengthen and bring in a different kind of character to play that role, potential to look at a different tactical approach as well, which, again, players don't always see eye to eye on. And that's fair. Everyone deserves an opinion. But I just felt that we needed to change it. And hence why Izzy and even Sean Basai have moved on, because Sean's another one that started majority of the games for us now. But I just thought consistency of performances weren't there. Again, in spells did okay. And again, another player who's got potential to, I think, grow into a good footballer in the game. But at the moment, I don't need potential. And that's at a club. We need characters that are going to come in and hit the ground running and can be able to do what's asked of them and do it on a consistent basis. So kind of that was the thinking behind the six boys moving on. I said all the time, you know, we're always happy to help. when they move on, if you know, if they needed any support. But right now, what I feel Guildford need and our first team needs is some different characters, just to change up things in the dressing room, and just to make sure we are getting reactions when maybe performances don't have to be pretty, but they might have to be that type of player that just comes in and just runs hard and make sure that he affects the game in a different way. So yeah, that was kind of the foundation and basis of all the decisions made. Like I said, obviously all good lads, got no bad words to say about them, but I didn't feel that they were what we needed at the moment. And it's quite funny, because obviously then you go onto social media and everyone's always got an opinion. I'd happily answer any questions that anyone asks about those opinions, because as you know, Barry, and I like to think, as I come across on the interviews, I'd always be honest. I tell people straight. I won't kind of try and, you know, paper over anything or kind of lie to people or BS them, you know what I mean? I'll tell them straight. And sometimes people might not like the truth or might not like the answers you give them. But again, you know, my job is to try and make the best decisions for the club and the team to get results. And, you know, that's what we've done this week. And it's not going to be easy. I know, again, a few things people saying about club expecting to be, you know, some of my staff members get messages straight away as soon as people see that we haven't won and say, oh, what's happened? I know a couple of people commented, and it's right, you know, there is no divine right that you're going to turn up and get 3 points. It's just our expectation, and anybody, I'd like to think, you know, I don't know many managers that don't go into every game wanting to win or thinking that they're going to win. That's our plan in every week, you know, is 3 points. So when we don't get 3 points, we're very disappointed. If we don't get any, it's even more so. And anybody that's been involved will know that ruins your whole week. And you can't wait to get through to the next one so you can try and put the wrongs to right. So, I mean, that's what we've been working on this week. Boys have worked hard. We've got them in, and we've worked hard on a few things. So it'll be a good one to get Cobham kicked off on Saturday, so we can hopefully get back on track.
Yeah, well, thank you for talking so candidly about the players that, you know, you've sadly had to release. And from a club's point of view, we'd like to wish all those players well as well, especially Josh Izzy and Dave Burton, who've spent some years at the club. So we wish them, obviously, good luck for the future. But obviously, players out means potential spaces for people coming in. And I know that there isn't a great deal you can probably say at the moment, because things have to be negotiated and a period of time awaited before you can speak to potential players. But I suppose you could probably tell us whether or not that basically there are some players coming in of the type that you've just been talking about.
Yeah, so I mean, we've had a couple of lads come in this week, so we're hoping to have at least one involved with us tomorrow in our fixture against Cobham. There's a few others, obviously, like you said there, that we've got 7 days in for, that we're just waiting to speak to. Again, we've got to make sure they're of the right character for us and what I feel we need. I think everyone's perception of the club, it's a gravy train where they think they can come here and maybe double their money. That's definitely not going to be the case. You know, I've said it many a time before. I'm not going to let the club kind of have his pants pulled down, so to say, and people think they can get a huge pay rise. They've got to fit to what we're doing. They've got to be the right kind of character, and also be willing to come in and work, you know, because as we've said to even the boys that are still with us, you know, it's just because we've kind of had a little cull and taken out a few players. It's not to say that more players can't be moved on if they're not performing. So, you know, we want to make sure we get a reaction. But we feel, and I feel that definitely with at least one that will definitely play tomorrow, I feel straight away it's a different type of mentality. It gives us a little bit maturity and experience for the level. Somebody's been around it as well. So I'm hoping he comes in and makes a good impact tomorrow, which I'm sure he will. We trained very well with us this week. Looking forward to it. And there will be more coming in. Like I said, I don't want the boys that we've got to think that they can get comfortable and think that, you know, that they're safe if they perform every week, of course. they can take it as that. But if they're not performing, people are always going to ask questions, you know, because there are, I've always said, you know, I think give it a month into the season, there'll be lots of movement. Players will be moving from different levels. Maybe the players that wanted to push on and play at a higher level now start looking at maybe just playing regularly, so it might be dropping down. So I think that's going to happen anyway. I think we won't be the only ones now changing maybe some of our playing staff. I think others will become available. And some of the good conversations, I mean, I'm very lucky that I've had, you know, a lot of good managers reach out and just ask if there's any support you need, any players you're looking for. And people around the game, I mean, even players that I speak to, you know, will always drop me a message. So it's nice, even though there might be people that, you know, prey on the fact that you're having a little bit of a downward spiral at the minute in terms of results. And people, again, I think it's the British mentality. People like to see people fail. But it's nice to know that there are some people out there that want to see you win. And people that are willing to help out and even reach out to you and say, look, this lad might be able to help you, or if I can help you in any way. It's always nice. And I think if any manager or anybody knows in football, you keep a little notepad with those things in. So you'll remember the ones that were maybe trying to stick the knife in, and you definitely remember the ones that maybe were offering a little olive branch. So, but I mean, we're confident in what we're doing. We're pretty sure that we're going to get back on track, and we're confident that we can do it again this Saturday.
Excellent. So it is Cobham tomorrow. Always a lovely pitch, playing surface there. So a game, obviously, that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I am, to be fair. I haven't been down. I don't think I've ever played against Cobham before. So I'm looking forward to it. I've heard good things about the club and what they're doing. I spoke to Sam previously, the manager down there, who's doing things well. Obviously, I've got a family member who plays down there who's doing well for them. Like I said last week, even though you've got maybe relationships and ties, you know, soon as we enter and it's game time, you know, there are no friends, you know, I would like to say that all I'm worried about is Guildford and the people that are involved in Guildford for that 90 minutes. You know, as long as we come away from there, you know, with a positive result. And for me, it's 3 points, as always, is what we're looking for. I'll be everyone's best friend after.
No, okay, Paul, thank you. All right, just a couple of notices. It's the Club Golf Day is rapidly approaching on Monday, the 20th of September. We've still got space for one or two teams of four for just £290. So if any company or individuals wish to take part, then please send an email to the club, info@guildfordcityfc.co.uk, and let us know, or just collar one of us at tomorrow's game if you're there. And finally, just to wish good luck to our women's side, who play their first league game on Sunday of this week. They're at home to Richmond Park, 2 o'clock kickoff, and the game is being played at Horsley Football Club. So please do get down there and support the girls if you can. Okay, Paul, thank you very much.
Cheers, Barry.